Our first interview of the day is going to be helping us be a little bit more as conscious as I suppose that driver was. You know, we've been speaking about how we've now passed the peak with respect to COVID-19, that our deaths are coming down for the first time on a weekly basis for the first time in 3 months. But at the end of the day, the disease is riddled with dread and panic and concern that all of us feel. And it's an anxiety that is absolutely understandable. But it tends to, I suppose, exert itself on the people around us. And that sometimes comes out in the form of stigma and some form of bullying. Now, as more of the restrictions keep on being lifted and more of us are returning to our workspaces, we started to hear a few anecdotes, I suppose, about people being bullied in the workplace, avoided, mistreated, and the like. I'd be curious to hear from you, 021-446-0567, if you have experienced this at all, if you are the person who is casting a shady eye at your colleague. I'm going to be speaking now to Javi Cilia, who's employment relations expert and lecturer at the University of Stellenbosch Business School, about this phenomenon. Good morning, Javi. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Okay, so This has been a very odd time these last 5 months. We're all navigating a completely new world, and we're being impacted by the full cycle of the disease within a 2-week period in the main. So unlike, I suppose, other fatal or terminal or contagious diseases that we've seen that have popped up in the past with respect to epidemics, COVID-19 has hit us quite hard and quite quickly. What are the stats saying in terms of how that's showing up in the workplace?
Well, the problem at the moment, as you've indicated in your introduction, is that we are experiencing increased levels of bullying. Now, bullying is not a new phenomenon in South Africa. Some of us might remember when the HIV/AIDS scenario started in South Africa, there was also a lot of bullying taking place. So we're talking about a similar phenomenon now. Just to note that bullying is as a consequence of social stigma, and social stigma happens when people are labeled or stereotyped or treated differently because of a perceived link to COVID-19. The level of stigma can be associated with COVID-19 could be based on 3 factors. Simply, it's a disease that is new to us all, and there are still more questions than answers. People are afraid of the unknown, and it is easy to associate that fear with others, meaning people that are bullied.
And, I mean, how can a workplace protect its employees, both those that are afraid and ignorant and those that are actually now the victims of bullying?
From the employer's perspective, the employer should provide sufficient information on employees' roles, responsibility, and rights, as well as the organizational's role in dealing with any workplace bullying related to COVID-19. In addition, we should establish what I call a people-first language, which is inclusive and less stigmatizing terminology. For example, we should not be talking about statistics or people having the disease, but rather refer to people that have contracted COVID-19. We should speak accurately about the risk of COVID-19 based on scientific data, and we should emphasize the effectiveness of prevention and treatment. Also, what employers could do to deal effectively or to prevent bullying from taking place is to regularly engage with their employees, especially those that are working remotely. That does not exclude those that are working on-site, but specifically with reference to those that are working online, or rather remotely, that might be feeling socially isolated.
What are some of the, I suppose, legal measures that are in my favor if I feel as though I'm being bullied?
Firstly, should you feel that you're being bullied, you've got to try to resolve the matter internally or in-house by engaging with your manager or to submit a grievance. If that does not resolve the matter, you could avail yourself of whatever legal protection or mechanisms might be available outside the workplace. Unfortunately, we do not in South Africa currently have legislation directly protecting employees against bullying, but a legal argument could possibly be made out that you could use the harassment provisions in the Employment Equity Act to make out the case that you've been unfairly discriminated against.
All right. I'm sure just a greater sense of empathy and vigilance from our employers would also certainly help. Thank you so much, Javi Cilia, the employment relations expert that we've had today and lecturer at the University of Stellenbosch Business School. You have a good one.